This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's stories, the Native Youth Olympic Games wrapped up this weekend in Anchorage, and a university student in Manitoba has become the youngest person and first woman elected chief of a First Nations tribe. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. The weekend of Native Youth Olympic Games wrapped up in Anchorage, Alaska on Saturday. The event lets young athletes from around the state connect and showcase their skills in competitions rooted in Indigenous practices. The Alaska Desk's Alona Nyden reports. And insert Nyden cut here. Coming out of it in 3, 2, 1. An Indigenous woman in Manitoba has recently made history by becoming a First Nations youngest ever chief. She has also become the first woman elected to the role. More from Dan Karpinchuk. Insert Karpinchuk piece here, coming out of it, in 3, 2, 1. And several groups are marking today, April 28th, as Autism Awareness Day for Native Americans. While Native children aren't seen as necessarily having higher rates of autism than other groups, a 2023 study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association shows that they, as well as Alaska Natives, Pacific Islander, and Native Hawaiians, have the least access to autism resources per child compared to others. Groups like Dine Parents taking action at Northern Arizona University are promoting more awareness of autism in Native communities. This follows recent events like the 4th Annual Autism Awareness Walk in Nevada, which involved the Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull.